to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. If you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. I guess Audie's had enough of us. She's leaving.
And if you're watching, go to Mighty House Home Improvement on the Facebook machine. Look at Audie. She's really got her back over there. And you could see that Ian's trying to bump me out of the screen here.
Right.
So I'm just trying to stay in the frame. Brandon.
Brandon, can you put that mic up?
I'm putting
Keep going. Keep talking,
Ian. I'm trying to put you more into the frame, Robbie.
So that you can have more of the frame yourself. I see.
I'm just trying to stay in the loop here, man. That's it. You know, where's the love in this place?
Carrie, I think your husband needs a little more love. A little more attention. He needs some more attention.
No.
Nice evil look.
It's a look I'm stunned.
Really? I walk in the door and you start attacking me the minute I walk in.
That's endearment.
Yes.
Oh, that's what I was doing too.
Endearment. Look it up on your computer here.
That's what I was doing too.
Instead of creeping on people, you can learn something.
I only creeped a little bit.
Only a little bit.
There we go. I've been having trouble getting it.
Well, joining us in the studio now.
Sorry.
Oh, no, that's good. I mean, you guys can continue. Yeah. This is fun.
Jose Hernandez, and you are from A-Line International Cabinetry. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Website?
A-Line International. Oh. Hold on, let me look at it.
Yeah.
It's A-Line-INTL.com.
A-Line-INTL.com.
Show right. For international.
Okay.
See, that's why I don't have a website. I don't have to remember any of that stuff.
See, it makes it easy. So, in full disclosure, you need to know your cabinets are in a lot of our projects. They're in Robbie's kitchen, and Ian has also installed them.
Yeah, I've installed several of them.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You didn't come here knowing that, but I mean, I just want you to know that when you start getting questions from the three of us, it's because we've actually handled your product, installed your product.
Well, Ron is the purveyor of A-Line.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've been hot on these things.
Oh yeah,
and I have no questions. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted you.
So the thing is, there's a lot of different cabinet manufacturers out there. There's a lot of different players in this field, and you can go full custom and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to redo your kitchen. And, you know, but not everybody can afford that.
Correct.
So what's a good middle-of-the-road cabinet that's got the quality and you know, all the features that people are looking for, but missing the price? And I think that's where A-Line comes in, because you have a lot of all the great features everybody's looking for, but you don't have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for it. So that's what I've liked about it. Go ahead and give us your reasoning for liking this product, but the whole line is really good.
Well, I guess I had to start. I mean, I'm fairly new about this industry. I didn't know there was so much and then so much to learn. And whoever thought of the designs and the styles that they brought in made a good choice, because we carry five colors primarily.
Right. I explain it like this. You know, back in the day, Mr. Ford, when you wanted to buy a car, as long as you wanted a black one,
that's right.
That's you could get it.
Kept the cost down.
Yeah, but that's what you're doing. You're kind of like the Mr. Ford of the cabinet manufacturing, because you have certain lines, and this is what you get. You're not going to be mixing colors and trying to figure out the exact color you want on the finish. It comes the way it comes.
Yeah, because a lot of times you go to a place and you'll get overwhelmed for how many things they have there,
yep.
And so many choices. And here, the choices are narrow, but they're great.
Yes.
I mean, they match all your decor, they match your floors, your tiles, whatever you want to put in your kitchen. These cabinets will fit for you.
Right. And you've got a...
They just introduced a new color, a relatively new color. You guys are doing a gray now, right?
Yes.
I think, relatively new for A-Line.
Yeah, that replaced one that we used to have before, which was a very natural color, but it wasn't such a hit. So they replaced it with a gray, which is more modern and more vibrant. So people are liking it.
It's
Ron loves gray kitchens.
No, gray is hot.
Loves them.
Gray is hot.
Yeah, it is hot. Interior designers love gray.
So the door styles, that's what I found with A-Line. So door styles tend to be traditional, which you can't miss with. And the colors are neutrals, you know, which, like you said, works with a lot of what's out there. You can pretty much work around anything that they provide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the lighting that you put in your kitchen will enhance all of these products, and it will just makes it really good. I mean, it will stand out. Right. And for the price that you're paying, you know, what else?
Yes.
And then what are some of the hardware features that you guys, you know, that are kind of standard fare in the hardware department? Because that's a big part of, you know, cabinetry selection, of course.
Well, when it comes to like hinges and rails, they're all self-close. So it's all included in the package. So a lot of places you have to get them separately.
It's an upgrade.
But it's an upgrade, exactly. And we decided put it in, put it on the same price.
Yeah, and it's all full extension?
Yes.
Yep.
I love them. I've never had the self-close doors before. They're awesome because you can slam them, but they don't slam. They just kind of...
So you're saying you like to slam your doors, so you need slam-proof doors? Is that the idea?
So, anyway.
So is that why Don likes them? Because he doesn't have to... you get mad at him, and then you don't slam the doors. You can't slam the cabinet doors.
I don't get mad at Don.
No, you don't?
See, I don't... I don't know if you're like me. I like to have a lot of things in my hands at a time. Because I hate making multiple trips to one thing. So I open the cabinets and I just grab all the things that I can carry. And I just close them with my elbow.
Yes.
And they close by themselves. Or with my foot. I just kick it in and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if they all happen
you guys are
to be...
kicking your doors, slamming your doors.
If all the
that's
doors
no way
happen
to
be
cabinetry.
Open, you can just walk by. Bloop, 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 bloop.
There you go.
But the best, I've never had drawers.
Self-closing drawers?
I've never had drawers before. I've always had shelves. Oh. The drawers are amazing. I just love them.
Oh, because we put the full extension shelves out in
yours,
too.
Yeah, the pull-out.
Oh, she's got rollouts.
Yeah,
the rollout shelves.
Yeah. Yes. Not the drawers, the shelves.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're a lifesaver.
Thank you.
Because there's always something all the way in the back of the cabinet. I mean, it's only 24 inches deep, but 24 inches deep when you're down on the ground and you try to reach, it's difficult.
Right.
Especially, there's always something all the way in the back that you need at the moment.
What do you mean something? Yeah. That's where my wife puts all the important stuff. Everything's all the way in the back.
Yeah. And speaking of using your feet.
It's because it's my stuff.
So your hands are full, like you say. You could just open that drawer with your foot. Close it with your foot. I love it. It's awesome. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's
so
great.
You have the... Self-closing doors and drawers, then the rollout shelves, instead of just having a fixed shelf in the base cabinets, you've got rollouts there. You can also do the rollouts in your pantry cabinets, right?
Correct. All these items are optional. Mm-hmm. I mean, typically it's only the shelves, but if you want to get rollouts, you get them optional, and they fit most of our sizes.
Right. So you can do a lot of those things. What if you want a cabinet that's... 16 5/8. Can we order that from you?
Well, we basically standard sizes. We don't do much custom sizes.
Right. But that helps. That's a part of the pricing.
Right. Correct.
You know, you're getting all the standard sizes you want, but you can't order a custom sized one. The nice thing about it is you can also modify them yourself once you get them to the job site.
And they're so easy because everything is like a puzzle. You just put it together. You want to make a change, cut a little bit here, cut a little bit there, and it's great. And our sizes are increments of 3. So you have a space, measure it, and just think about 3 inches more for the next cabinet.
Right.
Yep. Right, exactly. It's all standard sizing. And so, you order some fillers and you get creative. You got a carpenter who knows what he's doing. You get your dimensions. You make it work with those sizes, and you start to cut your fillers down and you work with it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you said, you know, you maybe have some fillers, you know, extra fillers or whatever to get to what you need to, but you look at the cost savings over having to order a whatever it is, a 41.5-inch cabinet or something custom to get it in that spot, then, you know, that's a whole lot more money.
Do I need to be a contractor?
Well, we're wholesalers, so our focus is mainly on resellers or contractors.
Yep.
But anybody can come and visit us, and they could contact their contractors and buy through them from us.
Okay.
Exactly. You want to buy it through a retailer, you know.
Yes.
So, but right. you know, check it out. Check out what they have to offer, or talk to your contractor about A-Line.
Right. But we are all over the Chicago area and right. the Chicago and the city. So mm-hmm. you could find us and many resellers around the area. Great companies that work with us. They have a great relationship with us, and we guarantee you're going to have the best price available.
Right. And Daniel up on Facebook Live said, self-closed, people need to know that sometimes they're a little more difficult to open. You will feel a little resistance when you open them because of the self-closed hardware, but to me, that's minimal.
It's, no, I haven't found that to be an issue. Daniel, I appreciate the comment, but I have not found that they're difficult at all.
All right, we've got
Awesome.
We've got Jose from A-Line Cabinetry. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Well, the job was going smoothly. Two more days and we'd be done. We came in right on budget. Man, this job was so much fun. But I knew the fun was over when the client said, "Hey, son, my wife and I've been talking. There's some changes we need done. That sink's just what we asked for, but my wife thinks we need two. So cut another hole in the counter, boy, should be an easy thing to do. I know we asked for stainless, but we prefer that it be white. The oven's on the left now, could you put it on the right? Why can't you
make up your mind?
We did everything you said you've got to
make up your mind.
I can't read what's in your head. Well, I'm
running out of patience, and I'm running out of time, and you're running out of money because you can't make up your mind. Blue pastels, oyster shells, pink and Kelly green.
These just aren't the colors I saw in the magazine.
What's wrong? It took too long. Seems like that to me.
Can't you do it in a week like Ty does on TV?
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Okay, what are you doing there, Robbie?
Trying to find pictures of Don's Creeping. Motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
But Don doesn't have a Facebook page, so I'm looking at the people he's gone on these rallies with.
Oh, he's not a Facebook guy, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, I like him already.
Yeah, and I have pictures on my phone.
Oh, goody. Okay.
From the ride that we took, was it, a couple months ago?
The home improvement / cycle show.
Yes, it is today.
So who's the motorcycle enthusiast?
Everybody in the
room. Everybody? Yeah, join me in. I used to have a Honda.
Okay.
It's 86.
It's becoming Sweet a conflict ride. Interest around here.
Yeah. Yep. See, look at that. All the happy faces going by, go, whoosh, whoosh, talk motorcycles, and it's all good.
Well, they tie in directly to one another, don't they?
Sure. Because where do you park your motorcycle?
In your garage.
And your garage is attached to
which you always need to expand, clean out, organize.
It's part of your house, yeah.
Epoxy coat.
And cabinets on your garage, best idea.
And you know what? You're right about that.
I have that. I got all my garage organized. I can find everything when I'm looking.
Nothing. Yeah. You know what? You're right. Nothing beats cabinets in a garage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
And with the A-Line stuff, I mean, you can afford to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And we have some items that are discontinued. So if somebody doesn't care about mismatching or different sizes.
Mm-hmm. Come get it out of our way.
Yes, because we're trying to get them out. And they're a special discount on these items.
Okay. So, and it's A-Line.intl.com.
Correct.
Right? And if you go there, you can see all the different styles of cabinets and the colors and stuff like that. So if somebody wanted is it all wood? Are they all painted? Is there a mix mash of what kind of different styles are there, door styles?
Well, we had two styles. One style comes in three colors, and that's our shaker style, which is a very elegant, simple design. It's just a panel.
It's the one we've always done.
It is very elegant. I mean, for the simplicity of it, it's elegant, and it comes in two styles. I mean, three colors, mm-hmm. which is the bright white, mm-hmm. the gray, and we also have the espresso, mm-hmm. very dark, rich color.
Yeah, it's a dark. And you know what's cool, though, too, is we've done this a couple times, put the white around the perimeter and made the island out of the espresso.
Oh, and it matches beautifully.
And you can mix and match these. It's really cool.
Yeah, and the second style is more antique. Mm-hmm. It's glazed by hand,
okay,
so, which is wonderful. A lot of people love that, and it just looks like it's ageless, you know.
Right,
it goes through time.
Well, so. And it's a 5-piece or a 6-piece cabinet door too, so it's
correct.
You know, it's a mitered raised panel, really nice door, and that's a wood stained. Is it a wood stained door on one of the options there?
They're all wood stained. They're they're painted. They're not laminated, okay. So that makes a big difference. And they're UV light protected.
That was one of the questions I had. Is more about the finish. What is the type of finish that's used on them? Having installed a couple of these, I was just curious if you knew that maybe some more technical details about the finishing.
Well,
process.
They're UV light coated and natural interior, so that will be protected from the sunlight. If a kitchen has a lot of windows, so your paint won't fade as quickly mm-hmm. as all their paints. They're all baked and painted, so it makes it really good because it's durable.
Mm-hmm.
And the materials on the product, all the boxes of the cabinets are plywood, mm-hmm. so they're very light and resistant.
Wait, they're not made out of particle board?
No.
Yeah, no, it is a plywood box. I want to say it might even be a 12-ply. It's not quite like Baltic birch, but
it's a
high-quality multi-layer. It's not like a 3-ply plywood.
And as soon as you start talking economical cabinets, the first thing you think of is particle board boxes and particle board doors and everything's...
Beaver board.
Yes, it's cardboard, and it's like snapped together. And then also the thing that I like about them is still a full face frame door. Frameless doors, frameless cabinets, they rack real easy. They're always coming out of alignment, and you're constantly adjusting a frameless cabinet. So these are still full framed cabinets, plywood doors and drawers. It's just an amazing product.
Thank you. And the frames are all solid wood.
Yes.
It's perched and it's well maintained. The doors can vary. Depends on the style that you choose.
Okay.
Some of them, like the Shaker Gray and the Shaker White, they're MDF,
mm-hmm.
but it's very high quality MDF, and it could be treated like wood.
Right.
And that's to prevent cracking on the paint.
Yeah. Well, MDF is more stable in a door that in a large panel.
But now with
door.
The MDF, is that just the panel, or is that also the styles and rails?
No, that's just the panel.
Just the panel, right.
Yeah,
so the style and rail, I think, from what I saw, they were either birch or poplar, I
correct.
Think, on some of them. Is you know what it appeared to be,
and some of them are a mixture. They got maybe the center panel is MDF, but the outside frame is solid wood.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, not to detract from frameless stuff, but some of the frameless stuff is you know is good too. You know, not to deter anybody from buying frameless cabinets.
I'll deter them. I can't stand a frameless cabinet.
Well, once you gang them together, they're good.
Yeah.
There is a market for them, so we do have those available for big contractors, somebody who's doing multiple complex, and we have them for them. And then we have more options for contractors who are thinking of a large project, and they have all their choices, all the colors they could pick. And we're very quick because we are owned directly by the manufacturer. So they could give us an order today. They could have it ready within 4 to 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And
how fast you guys can move that stuff around.
Yeah, and that was what makes us different because our turnaround point for orders is usually 3 to 4 business days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of weeks.
Yes. Yeah, so your special order that for the frameless, you're saying, is a couple of weeks.
Correct, because it has to be bring from the manufacturer.
But these, the standard line, we call you up and then you have them in 2 to 3 days for us.
Correct. And if you want us to deliver to your
insane.
Home, we have that option as well.
Right.
4 to 5 business days.
Right. And the delivery, I always go for the delivery, you know, unless we needed one cabinet or two, because it's so much more convenient. Who has a box truck sitting around all the time?
Exactly.
Just
and you wouldn't know how much space kitchen cabinets can take.
Oh, yeah. That's true. So the self-closing doors and drawers, real solid wood doors.
Dovetail
drawers. Also plywood cabinets, not particle board. So they're going to hold up and lasts a lot longer too. It's really a good quality built cabinet.
And they're so much easier to install. Yep. I don't know how many of you have left one of those particle board cabinets, and my God, they're heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And if you let them drop just a little bit, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get a new one.
Yep.
But these ones are so resistant. When we assemble in our manufacturer, we reinforce them.
Mm-hmm.
We use glue, we use staples, nails, and screws to mm-hmm. make sure that they fit the standards. We go by the California standards. So and we're in the process of being certified as well. Have them stamped with certification.
Certified for?
For the highest standards of American cabinetry.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. That's good. We've got people listening from on Facebook and online all over the country. Can someone around the country order these? Is it only Chicagoland area right now? Or
no, what? No. We shipped out of all the states around the country. We also shipped to Canada mm-hmm. and to Mexico. So you like our product, you want to get our product. We work currently right now with some brokers that give us a very good deal in shipping. So you're not looking at spending thousands of dollars in shipping a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
We would try to get your costs down as much as possible. So you're in California, you like our cabinets, we could ship them to you.
Mm-hmm.
Assemble, no assemble. And we continue to expand. We have another branch sister in Texas, in mm-hmm. Houston.
Okay.
And
You're going to be selling some boxes down there now.
Oh.
Yeah, they're going to ship about 80% of their inventory down there.
Here in the Chicagoland area, we're not going to have any boxes left because you're shipping everything there.
Well, they got a big warehouse there, too.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, our warehouse is enormous, and mm-hmm. we can hold over 140 containers in our warehouse.
Wow, that is big.
So what we have as a standard cabinets, you could get them right away because we have them here.
Wow.
Texas has about 120 containers.
Okay.
And we're looking to expand to the west. We're looking maybe Denver or Phoenix in the mm-hmm. next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So this company is doing very well.
Yeah. So now where are all the major components manufactured?
Everything comes overseas. Okay. China, we are owned directly by the manufacturer. I believe the company is I always have hard pronunciation.
Yeah, sure.
Shenzhen is the manufacturer.
Okay.
And we are owned by them, so you buy directly.
Gotcha. Okay.
And
but it is just to be clear, it is a foreign holding, you know.
Yeah.
So there, you know, there are people that are, you know, that want things that are opposed to that, you know, just on that premise alone. But again, for value, very difficult to
They're all assembled here. It's American workers putting them all together.
That's true. And so, the warehousing, and it does, you know, it employs a lot of people here.
Yep. So that part of it's good. The nice thing about it, though, if you're worried about stuff coming from overseas, everybody starts thinking, oh, formaldehyde. We've got formaldehyde testers. We've tested every cabinet we've put in, your products and others, and yours are right there, same standards with everybody else. So,
yeah, we meet the California standards. And if anybody knows, California is the hardest to get approved by.
Right.
On anything. And so, we meet their standards.
And that's kind of where I was going with it is that, you know, ultimately when you know, some of the stuff that is made overseas, you know, again, some companies are very good about it, which yours is, right? So they're using plywoods that are certified, that meet certain standards, that guarantee that, same with the finishes.
Right. Okay.
And that's important.
We're getting ready to hit another break here. I appreciate your time today, Jose. The email address and website?
Once again, it's alineintl.com, and you can find us there at the website.
Okay,
and we posted it on Facebook as well.
Thank you so much.
All right, great. Thanks, Jose.
Thank you.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. SBACAC.com. The Small Business Advocacy Council, the SBAC, is a nonpartisan, member-driven organization that promotes the success of small business through political advocacy, networking, that support too. Services, and educational programs. The SBAC is dedicated to improving economic conditions for small to mid-sized businesses and being a voice for small business. For more information and to make a donation, you can visit the link at mightyhouse.net. That's SBACIL.org also. So there you go. All right. It was A-Line Cabinetry. That was Jose. Thank him for stopping in and talking about his product there a little bit. We've been using him for a couple of years now. And
yeah, he did good. We just hit him. I mean, we just went right after him.
he held up really well. So and it's A-Line-I-N-T-L.com for more information.
And where are they out of, Ron? I know you've gone down.
Mokena.
Now, where is Mokena? Pardon my ignorance, sir.
Southwest. It's out past Joliet, I think, somewhere out there.
Okay, so it's a bit of a hike.
It's a haul to get down there, yeah.
But again, now they're a wholesaler, so you need to buy them through a retailer or retail Correct. Distributor like someone like right. us or another or a contractor that deals with them.
Correct. But if you call them, they'll find out what area you're in.
And they'll refer you to somebody.
And then you can go talk to them.
Yep.
So the cool thing is, though, you know, and this is something we didn't have time to get into it with them, but if there's a problem, you call them up.
You get another part. That's
they,
right.
They ship it to you the next day.
That is the big deal because, again, if something's damaged or a part's missing, there's not a six-week lead time to get it.
Right.
Now, granted, most reputable manufacturers, high-end manufacturers, they'll get you a part. They'll turn it over as quickly as they can. They'll prioritize it. But that still means at least a 2 or 3 week lead time, and that's a quick turnaround.
Right. And not that any contractor ever makes a mistake.
No, never.
We never misorder anything.
I don't.
No, ever. We always order perfect every time. But if you screwed something up, you know, maybe the wall got moved. You didn't know the wall was moved. All of a sudden, overnight, somebody came in and moved your wall.
Everybody listening to this? Okay, go on.
It happens.
Somebody comes.
No, I have. I've had houses shrink.
Yeah. They overnight.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they just shrink. I don't know what
somebody
happens.
Somebody comes in and they move a wall on you.
That's the humidity.
So if that happens, the cool thing is you can run down there and go get another one.
Right.
So instead of you need a 12 instead of a 15, you
Matter
run
fact,
down there
I think,
to get well,
I think 12. I did one of your jobs there with a cabinet. I may have possibly, you know, cut one wrong or something. You know.
Yeah, that
I
may
think
be.
Might have needed an extra one.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I think we stole a door from another one and then used that one. You know, you can cobble some parts together.
Right.
They're kind of universal in that sense. It's a lot like Legos.
Yeah. It's
there's only four sizes, but you can make anything you want out of it.
Yeah, so it worked out. They work out really well, so. So anyway, it's A-Line-I-N-T-L.com. So you can check them out right there. All right. Something else that I got from Evanston Lumber today or yesterday. And this is something, okay, so maybe we'll get into this next hour a little bit more too. So we had massive rains here, flooding in the spring.
We did.
Okay. So a lot of damage in this area.
Lake County particularly.
Right. Then we start getting hurricanes. So Texas gets hit. Florida gets hit. Costa Rica gets wiped out.
Puerto Rico. U.S. Virgin Islands.
U.S. Virgin Islands. Everything's getting wiped out. Building products are flying all over the place.
I'm actually surprised we have not seen a more drastic spike in building products.
That's what Bob over at Evanston Lumber is
sending
out.
So they're
sending
you the warning, telling you that plywood's going to go up, lumber's going to go up. Right. It always does.
So The panel market, it's been up since June 1st, and it's gone up $100 per board foot, roughly, is what they're saying. So
for the panel market?
Yeah, 2x4 lumber.
Okay.
2x4s, any 2x, you know, it was 2x were $330, you know, FBO,
okay.
FOB, and it's now up to $439. So that's jumped
up. That's
a big
increase.
Yeah. Framing lumber has gone up.
It is when you buy 4,000 of them.
Right.
Okay, so dumb, stupid question.
No such thing.
Oh, this is a good one. Oh, don't play that song.
Don't?
No.
Come on.
No,
come
this
on.
Is
Hit
really
it.
Dumb. This is really
Find
dumb.
It.
Fast. Go.
Oh,
go,
gosh.
Go,
can't
go,
find
go.
It. Okay.
Crickets.
So,
yeah.
Trees are falling because of the storms. Can't they take that lumber? Why is lumber dum da dum 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 da dum? Okay, why is it harder to find lumber?
Okay, so
it's not just demand.
Hey, Lady B, it's supply and demand right now. So they're not able to cut down, and that's what some of the things they were doing was listing this off here.
They can't gear up and meet that demand that quickly.
Oh, I thought they were saying because of all the storms that there isn't the lumber.
No, purely a demand for the lumber. Purely a high demand for the lumber.
Right. And so also there's been a beetle up in British Columbia.
John Lennon.
No, none of those beetles. This is a
come on, Ian.
That was
come
close.
Come on.
That British Columbia, you know, or Canada, not mm-hmm. British, you know, like over that way in England.
The UK is what he means to say.
Yeah. So the British Columbia. So there's been a reduction of what they've been allowed to cut by 20% due to this beetle that's been killing all the lumber. There's also been some massive wildfires up in Canada.
Yeah, wildfires did a big number on Canadian import lumber this
right.
year.
Right. So not only that, there's this NAFTA agreement that's been going on.
That's going to be in question.
Right.
That's
so
another
that's,
factor.
That's being questioned, and the whole lumber trade, that agreement ended last year, and since nobody's been renegotiating it, the prices are starting to go up.
Well, what you're seeing is speculation and instability in the market, right? This is a commodity like anything else. It's traded, right? Okay, and so again, when there's no agreements, you know, then people start to speculate where's the trend going to be?
Right. So,
do you think they'll ever run out of lumber? Cut down all the trees because the demand is so high they won't have time to grow.
We reforest so much in the United States. There's more forest here now than there was in the 1800s.
Thank you very much. I was just going to tell you exact same thing. There are more trees in the U.S. or North America, actually, in all of North America than there was 100 years ago.
Right.
Believe it or not, there is more trees, more lumber. And a lot of it is responsibly managed, right? So we're not just going into these wild forests. That's why you can't get big, clear lumber anymore. I challenge you to find a 10-inch piece of fir anymore. It doesn't really exist because mm-hmm. the trees we're harvesting are smaller caliber trees.
Right. They're faster growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Even though they are replanting, they're just cutting them down so fast that they don't have time to grow up.
Yeah, they've you know, engineered the lumber. It's faster growing lumber. It doesn't hold. It's not as strong as the older growth lumber. So like the spans that you can use this stuff on aren't the same anymore. But they're growing it faster. There's actually more trees today than there were, you know, like they said in the 1800s, but it's not the same quality lumber either.
But the demand that Evanston was sending you about, this is just because we have an instant high demand, you know, down from the hurricanes and everything mm-hmm. else, right? So we're going to need, these people are going to need lots of building lumber, construction grade lumber, plywood, OSB, panel products, and you just can't gear up and meet that demand overnight.
Right.
The people, you know, the companies that manufacture these panels, Georgia Pacific being one of the larger ones, Louisiana Pacific, right? They pretty much set their production where it is, right? So, you know, they can't foresee these things necessarily. And so I'm sure these plants are running at higher, you know, capacities right now. But right. even then, they can't meet the demand.
Right. So, and the reason Evanston Lumber is putting this out is, okay, we're bidding a job right now based on what the materials cost today.
Yep.
We don't do that job for 6 months because we've got such a backlog. In 6 months, we could get burned by the cost of lumber by the time we get to that job. So I mean, we've already got that in. There's already a line item in our contracts now stating that lumber change due to lumber, you know, prices and changes, you know, out of our control, we may need to adjust the price once the job starts.
Sure. Well, you remember when wire, copper, particularly the metals market, was extremely volatile. You could not bid an electrical job. There was no way. Wire was so volatile, copper mm-hmm. prices, you had to say, whatever you're gonna be billed X number of dollars at current cost.
Mm-hmm. Like lobster on a menu.
Yes.
Yes, correct. Exactly. Market price. That was a great example. Market price is what you're gonna pay. And there's nothing else you can do about it.
Gary from Florida just joined us.
From rainy
Hi,
Florida.
Hi, Gary.
Yeah. Well, obviously he's not where Rich is, because no. Rich said it was bright and sunny where he was in 87.
Yeah. Hi, Phyllis.
So, well, we were in rainy Chicago. It was really stormy. There was some lightning out there. When
There was not a better sleeping weather this morning.
No, it was wonderful. No, I know.
Absolutely
and
perfect.
So I had to get up at 4:30 to be here.
I know.
That's awesome that you were here on time. So I didn't have to worry because I knew you'd be here.
Ron's greatest. That's because I'm reliable.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I'm not. That's okay. Fine.
She's reliable.
I didn't imply that.
I can guarantee you she'll show up by 7:05.
No, that's what you said it, and it was like clockwork.
Yeah,
boom, 7:05. I mean, the show starts at 7, but whatever.
I know Ron's greatest fear is to be here himself. So I knew that I wouldn't have to worry that you.
Ron's
would be
pretty
here.
Capable. I think he'd probably handle this whole.
Oh no,
he would.
You want to see me just melt
it
into a pile?
One time,
yeah,
we couldn't get Rich, and she didn't show up for like a half hour. Yeah. It was horrible.
Yes.
Why do you say things like that?
It was like my second or third week producing the show by myself is when it happened.
Not a half hour.
Yeah, no, it's bad.
No, I've never been a half hour.
Just
late.
A train wreck, huh?
I'm much more better listener than I am.
Much more betterer?
Much more betterer. Yeah.
Nothing more important than being much more betterer.
I'm much more better at listening than I am actually just talking.
Are you?
You
are a good listener, Ron.
I am. See?
Man crush.
And to stand in a room by yourself and just start talking?
I do it all the time, and there's not even anybody. I'm not even on a radio show, and I do that.
Yeah. See,
it's funny because I can't get you two to shut up so I can give an email here.
The problem when I'm doing that is it's usually a lot of
foul
language is involved.
We have emails here? No, nothing.
We haven't heard anything about the email. Where are the emails, Robbie?
Right.
You're supposed to be on top of this.
I've been trying. All you guys
60
do
seconds.
You only got 60 seconds. Too late now.
He's the best. No, I love him. Oh, my gosh. You too.
So what else is Evans?
We got Clutter Clarity coming up next.
Well, I have an email.
But there's only 60 seconds left.
So I guess we'll have to finish off with Evans. So basically what they're telling you is get your checkbook out because you're going to pay.
Right. And which don't is another be surprised way if you get a contract from a contractor or somebody like that, supplier, saying that's what this price is now, it's good for 15 days.
That's right. So all the clients that are out there considering any sizable projects, be forewarned that these prices are going to spike for a while.
Yep. Going to happen.
Gasoline did it.
Oh, yeah. Lumber's next. All right, we're going to be back with Clutter Clarity next. You are listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction, I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on it.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you want to sign up for the newsletter, just go to mightyhouse.net, click on the Contact Us page. You can fill that form out, and we will put you on the mailing list for the newsletter. That way you find out what's going on every week, anything that's new happening, and the latest trends of something, and an email answer that we do every week. You'll get that right there Thursday evening, Friday morning, something like that, but right before the show. You can give us a call right now, 847-475-1590, and you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, there we go.
Those are good cleaning products, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, no.
They're dynamite stuff.
It works good. We just had some carpet installed, so I got some more free cleaner. Every time they come over to do something, they give me a cleaner.
I only bought the carpet to get the cleaner.
That's exactly what it was.
I didn't even need carpet.
No, but I got some more floor cleaner, damn it.
That's right.
And
selling it on eBay.
And I'm, I just walk around and spray it on the floor, walk around with the Swiffer behind it.
Robbie, what's this email you got? It sounded like incredibly important.
I was just trying to get you guys to stop yapping.
So there's not really an email.
There is an email.
It was only a ploy.
It's about drywall, believe it or not.
Oh, no. Well, then we're going to do Clutter Clarity now. Are we ready for that? Are you prepared for that?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then I need to click over here like this. Let's click on this one, and then...
Give Ian the microphone, he's going to say.
It's interesting that it's Clutter Clarity. I mean, all you got to do is look on that side.
Right.
And have you noticed that there's something unique to her side of the studio that's not present on my side of the studio?
What's that?
Clutter.
No.
Let's see. Intelligence, charm, charisma, sense of humor.
Oh, no, I'm funny.
You don't have to put yourself down like that on air, Robbie.
No. Not really.
Okay. Quit making me laugh, please.
Huge ego on that side.
Are you ready?
Not so much on this side.
Are you ready?
Did I get him? Thank you. Please, give me 5 more minutes to tell you what's better on this side than this side.
Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
Save me from this prison. Lord, help me get away.
Are you turning my mic off?
Cause only you can save me now from this misery. I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven?
Brandon's just turning us all off.
I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
Get some good tone on that song.
That's good, isn't it?
That's some good guitar tone.
Yeah. So I was talking to my sister yesterday. I'm like, what am I going to do about Clutter Clarity? What am I going to do? And she said, why don't you talk about coupons? Because,
the value pack thing showed up. I went straight to the garbage with it.
Yeah.
You'd think I was throwing away, you know,
a million dollar bill.
Oh, my God. It's garbage. No,
first thing
no.
I do is throw those away.
It's, okay, what's the difference between men and women? Coupons.
Oh, my God.
Coupons. No, that's not true. I use coupons.
Do you?
I just don't use them out of Clipper magazine.
Money, I don't have to use coupons.
I only use
you go.
I only use the coupons they send me in the mail specifically when it's marketed to me. So let's say West Marine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They like their coupons. Home Depot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They know who I am. They know what I buy.
You get Home Depot coupons?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, they send me 20% off all the time and, yeah, all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
I've never gotten Home Depot coupon. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, did you hear that? That was funky.
Second time one of your phones has gone off this show.
Not mine. I silenced all my stuff. Yeah.
Not mine.
Uh-oh.
I already know whose phone it is.
Yeah. But thanks for calling it out on air.
Yeah.
During Clutter Clarity. Wow. It's Ron's because he's checking his.
I don't know. Let me see.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? It might have been. No.
It was mine.
Oh, okay.
I thought I heard Robbie's go off.
It was mine.
Me.
Oh, are you taking responsibility?
Oh, fine. Now I got to see what it is.
All right.
Oh.
So.
Don't quit your day jobs.
Now I
got to
see what it is.
And then he says, have to cut grass now. See you later.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was raining there. Okay. Anyway, so coupons. Now, I was going to talk about the Bed Bath & Beyond coupons.
Right.
Because
never been there.
You get a million of those coupons. They're in all the magazines, all the women's magazines, like Good Housekeeping Wednesday. They come in the mail. They come in the Sunday paper. You know, it's $5 off 20, or it's a certain percentage off.
How much would that be, Rami?
Really? You're going to go there?
I'm just checking your math skills briefly. I figure as long as we're going to talk about coupons, sorry, Ron.
You know
Ron's
what I'm going to do
over here.
This is what you know. What I'm going to go silent for the next next 7 minutes.
Oh man,
take it away.
No, I'm fascinated. I'm riveted by this coupon thing because I use them. We said,
go ahead.
He said 5 off of 20. I'm just wondering about how much that would be.
Hey, Kevin on Facebook, we'll get to your question after the break. Go ahead. So these coupon things, just walk to the garbage and get rid of them?
Yes, but this is what I will tell you about the Bed Bath & Beyond ones. They never expire. They always have an expiration date on there.
Oh, they don't?
They don't expire.
So
but you've
you need
never
is
been
one
there.
Pack of Bed Bath & Beyond coupons, and then everything you get after that, throw it away because they never go bad.
Well, that's one thing that I want to say is clipping coupons, to me, you have to say, okay, how much is my hourly... I don't know where that's coming from.
Where's that coming from?
What am I worth hourly, you know?
Yeah.
Am I worth $10 an hour? Can I spend, you know, an hour clipping coupons and make $10 back? You kind of have to, in my mind, you kind of have to look at it and go, okay. And then you go through your handbag or your wallet and you go, okay, I have just a massive amount of coupons here. Is it really worth it to save 25 cents on a box of cereal? So... to add to this, I decided to look up how to organize coupons on the internet machine. Oh my gosh. There are people who do this for a living, and they're saying,
there's professionals.
Yeah, right. You can organize it by food category. You can organize it by
store?
The...
how about alphabetically?
Yeah, By everything. You could organize it by the aisles in the grocery store. So as you're walking through the grocery store.
I can't navigate through a grocery store, much less know what aisle the coupon applies
to. Isn't that amazing? And then it's like, how do you file them? Do you file them in a binder? Do you file them in mini photo albums?
No.
So that all your coupon. And I'm just thinking, okay.
So you spend more on organizing
them. I was just going to say, now if you took that amount of energy and expended it in a part-time job, you wouldn't need the coupons.
It's called an ROI in economics.
Yeah, it's return on investment.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't have the time to do all this coupon clipping things. If there are.
So the moral of the story is?
Throw it away.
Throw it away. That's where I'm going with the. I'm sorry. It's clutter clarity. I'm saying get rid of the clutter.
Yeah.
I'd like the Bed Bath & Beyond ones because the other thing with those is if you're buying something, let's say you're buying several duvets, you can use more than one coupon. You can keep piling up the $5 off and the 10% off.
The 8 minutes of my life back?
Oh, ow.
It wouldn't be worth anything.
The other thing is you can download coupons. Mariano's has free Friday download. All you do is on your email, you just click it. It downloads to your phone, and they give two free items at Mariano's every Friday, and it lasts for three days.
That's what they need to do. Oh, put it on your phone.
You brought something up really good about clutter. So, you know, you can get all these coupons on your smartphone.
Right.
You can take them and scan them right at the time you're at the register. Every time I go somewhere to buy any big ticket item, first thing I do is Google that store.
Exactly.
Find it, pull it up, scan it, boom, done.
Yes.
So, boom, done.
Whatever. I guess I didn't get to finish this. Surprise.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.